everyone, it's Renee Yvonne. I know it has been a minute, so I could give you lots of excuses, but I'll just tell you what's been going on. I moved, which was, I thought I would get this all done in like 2 days, and yeah, that didn't happen. And so I've been moving and unpacking and getting things set up, and I love my new place. I have a brand new office and office space because I was having everything in my bedroom at one point, and that was driving me crazy. So I got a bigger space with a whole office, which has been great. In addition to that, I have been teaching a lot of classes, and I would like to fill you in on those classes, and I will in the email below so that you can register for them. I have one that is going on almost every week this month, and then I think I'm already set up for December, so I will share those classes with you because I think you would enjoy them. They're a lot of fun. They're about 90 minutes, and you'll learn a lot. Tons of fun if you haven't taken a class with me. But today, I want to talk a little bit about communication. And as you know, I'm the Gen Sexologist. My goal is to get people to communicate better about the sex that they want, the relationship that they want, the touching that they want, whatever it is. I want them to communicate better about that. And one of the things I hear a lot in the community is talking about sex outside of the bedroom. And I believe there's a place for that. Don't get me wrong. I think that if you want to talk about bringing kink into your relationship, if you want to talk about having a threesome, if you want to talk about opening up your relationship because you'd like to have multiple partners, yes, you should talk about those outside the bedroom. But there is a place to talk about sex in the bedroom, in the moment. And I don't mean have full-blown conversations, but to communicate when something is happening that you don't enjoy. And I feel like sometimes we keep talking about sex outside of the bedroom so much that I don't think people are having their needs met necessarily in the moment. For instance, you know, I've done a video about the whole fingering with the DJ move that women are like, stop that. That's driving me nuts. In their mind, but they're not saying it out loud during the moment. And so this is an opportunity to say something. And it doesn't have to be mean. It doesn't have to be like, can you please stop doing that? That's getting on my nerves. You could say something like, I really like it when you do this. You take your fingers like this and rub up and down the inside of my vaginal lips. Okay? That feels better to me. Or it feels better instead of doing it in circles, maybe bigger circles that go all the way around the clit instead of right on the clit. Or maybe you don't like your clitoris touched at all. And maybe you say, you know, it feels better when I have something inside of me, your finger inside of me. Or maybe you can do the corkscrew move by taking your two fingers like this, going inside and doing and twisting your hand. Those kind of things need to be talked about in the moment. There's no sense in going through all of that sex, being miserable, not having an orgasm, and then over brunch at Matchbox, you're like, so you know that thing you did last night? I really didn't like that. I really like it when you do this better. Why? Why are we doing that? That doesn't make sense. You've just suffered through minutes, hours, whatever, of sex. Didn't have it, talk about it over waffles? Why are we doing this? So this is my advice. If something is happening in the moment that you are not enjoying, this is the time to say something about it. Not in a mean way that makes the whole entire thing just come to a halt. But this is the chance to say, I really like it when you do this. This feels good when you do it this way. And just encourage them to do something different than what they're doing in the moment. That simple. Now, those bigger conversations, yeah, have those over waffles if you want to. Or steak, whatever. But the ones that are happening in the moment, have those conversations in the moment. Just suggest something a little different so that your partner knows that it feels better when you do something else. Okay? I'm Renee Yvonne, the Gen Sexologist, and I will see you later. Bye.